At first, it might seem strange that we celebrate a feast day today in honor of the Eucharist. After all, don't we celebrate the Eucharist every Sunday? Every day? Why do we need a special feast to honor the Eucharist? Well, I think even though we might come every Sunday to celebrate the Eucharist, maybe even daily, in that we can become perhaps complacent or routine about it. We do it over and over and over again, and so sometimes familiarity can lessen some degree the wonder and the awe. And our faith, if we're not careful, can grow weak. Do we really understand that it is God that we encounter in the Eucharist? All of us have to challenge ourselves on this. And this was the case that actually gave rise to this feast day. It was in the year 1263 that a priest, by all accounts a pious man, Peter of Prague, traditionally his name, he was making a pilgrimage to Rome, and this priest, along his way, stopped into the church of St. Christina in Bolsena in Italy. Now, Father Peter had celebrated Mass faithfully every day, but like us, it can become routine. And for this priest, he began to doubt whether or not, when he said those words of consecration, that the bread and wine actually changed. After all, his senses showed him that this was just bread. It looks just like wine. Does anything really happen? And if so, wouldn't God do something to break in and help my doubt? Does God know all the struggles and sufferings? And it seems like God is so far. And this priest was getting very discouraged. I think we can all see ourselves in Father Peter there. It's such a human thing to experience. The absence of God, doubt in our faith. There's no shame in that. It happens to all of us. But on this great day in 1263, God answered Father Peter's prayers and worked a great miracle to help strengthen his faith. That day at Mass, as he held the bread in his hands and said the words that he had said so many times before, "This is my body." At that moment, blood began to drip from the host, real human blood. And it fell upon the cloths that covered the altar and stained them, and some began to drip onto the floor and the tiles of the floor. Father Peter, astounded, interrupted Mass, and people realized that something strange had gone on, and finally he turned around with tears in his eyes and said to them, "Come, people, see the great miracle that God has worked because of my lack of faith." And the people came and saw the miracle. Father Peter suspended the Mass and took the host to Orvieto nearby, where Pope Urban IV was staying. He confessed his sin of doubt to the Pope, who absolved him, and then confirmed this great miracle that God had worked. He placed the cloths in a special reliquary in the cathedral in Orvieto. Father Peter had his faith strengthened. Pope Urban had his faith strengthened. Indeed, he saw it as such a great sign for the whole church that a year later, Pope Urban commissioned this great feast of Corpus Christi and extended it to the universal church, famously asking the great St. Thomas Aquinas to write the prayers for this new Mass of Corpus Christi. In fact, the opening prayer of Mass that we prayed today, it was written by St. Thomas Aquinas in 1264. The beautiful sequence that we heard sung, those are the words of St. Thomas. We know so many famous hymns of the Eucharist that were written for this Corpus Christi Mass by St. Thomas. Our famous hymns that we know from benediction, O Salutaris Hostia, and the great Tantum Ergo. And we hear St. Thomas tell us, "Down in adoration falling, this great sacrament we hail." And then words that provide comfort to us, as they did to Father Peter, "Faith will tell us Christ is present where the human senses fail." I think that's a great lesson that we can take away from this. Our human senses fail. They fail to tell us what is fully the truth. There are many wonderful things we can learn through our senses and applying the scientific method. But that doesn't tell us everything that is true. This is a heresy of materialism, and it's rampant in our culture today. Our culture says that if something is real, it has to be material. It has to be scientifically testable and provable. But that's just not the case. If we were to scientifically test the Eucharist, as has been done, it is just bread, ordinary wine. In this physical world, if all there is the natural world, then it's just bread and wine. But we know that there is much more to reality than merely this natural world. There is a super nature, above nature, supernatural. And it is on the level of the supernatural that what looks like bread and wine is changed. It really becomes the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What is on our altar is God, without any doubt, though our human senses may fail us. So we needn't put too much faith in our senses to tell us what the Eucharist is. But there is a way, I think, in which our senses and our bodies can be very helpful in our faith in the Eucharist. You see, we like to kind of turn things backward. We think that if I understand that this is God, then I would show the proper reverence. The truth is, I think we as humans, we work in many ways the other way. If we start to act as though we really believe that God is present on our tabernacle, on our altar, if we act as though God is here, and He is, but if we act that way first, our faith will follow. If we come in, and no matter how we feel, we fall on our knee and genuflect and look at the tabernacle and know God is there. That is why I genuflect. If when the priest raises the host, perhaps the words come to our lips, "My Lord and my God," that helps our faith. Just the fact that we physically have to come to this building every Sunday, over and over and over again, that trains our body that there is no other place for us to be on Sunday morning than here. This is the most important thing. Our bodies need this kind of training. How is our faith in the Eucharist doing? It's why we have this Feast of Corpus Christi, to give us a chance to cheer a little bit for the Eucharist, to get fired up about it again. I think, like Father Peter, we can let our faith get kind of lax and we doubt. What are we doing with our bodies? Do we get to Mass late? Do we dress for Mass as though this really were something really special? Sadly, tragically, do we leave Mass early? It's understandable that from time to time we might arrive late, but to leave Mass early, that's a deliberate act of the will that treats the Eucharist as if it were nothing. To receive our Lord and then walk out the door as if it were no consequence. It's one of the saddest things for me as a priest, because I don't know what to do. I love our Lord in the Eucharist, and I want everyone to love our Lord. We've got to break ourselves of bad habits that we might have gotten into. If we act as though this were God and the most important moment of our lives, we will believe it. No doubt Father Peter probably had great faith in the Eucharist after he saw it turn to blood in his hands. God need not work such a miracle for us this morning, and yet we know it's true. Jesus is here, and on this day, we do need it. We hold up Jesus in the monstrance, and we carry the Eucharist through the streets throughout the world today in Corpus Christi processions. Both here at Most Pure Heart after the 11:30 Mass, and in Kansas City, Archbishop Nauman and Bishop Finn are meeting with all of the Kansas City greater area to carry Jesus through the street and say, "We believe." And no matter what we might be feeling, we know it's true. Don't put your faith in feelings. Feelings, like our human senses, fail. Today, faith tells us Christ is really present. Let us, through the grace of this feast, have our faith strengthened. Let us recommit ourselves to acting in the right way toward the Eucharist, and we will find that God blesses us abundantly. You know, you can still go to Bolsena today. I've seen the bloodstained tiles. I've been to the cathedral in Orvieto. I've seen the corporal with the bloodstains on it, which they carry through the street on this day. Those are all real. But what happens here at this altar today is every bit as real as what happened in Bolsena, what we can see in Orvieto. It's here. Jesus is here. Let us fall down in adoration as we hail this great sacrament, the true and most holy body and blood of Jesus Christ, Corpus Christi.